Okay. There's a very strange drasha in Chazal in this week's parsha, in the parsha of Rosh Chodesh, how's the pasuk go? Echad lechatat l'Hashem. Rashi says, Hashem says, bring a chatas on me, to atone for me. Why to atone for Hashem? Because Rosh Chodesh is b'mayit the areyach. Because he took away, there's a famous medrash, right, that the sun and the moon were shnei amoros hagedolim, were both equally large, and the moon complained, you can't have two kings wearing the same crown, you know, someone has to be in charge. So Hashem said very fairly, all right, someone has to be in charge, so it's not you, so it's the sun, and he made the moon smaller. And therefore Hashem says, bring kapara for me for doing this. And Rosh Chodesh, which is about the waxing and waning of the moon, we bring this kapara for Hashem. So this is obviously a very peculiar medrash, which can't be understood on the simplest level, because what does it mean to bring kapara for Hashem? I mean, Hashem doesn't do anything wrong, he's perfect, he doesn't do a virus, he certainly doesn't need us to be mechaper for him. It sounds almost blasphemous. So what's the point of this medrash? So a number of very interesting pshatim given by some of the achronim. Rav Shemshon Rafael Hirsch views this medrash allegorically. And he says, what does it mean, the miyat hayareach? It has nothing to do with the sun, and it doesn't mean the sun and the moon being big or small. That just has to do with, you know, where they are in their orbits, etc. He says, the miyat hayareach really means the lack of Hashem's light. Right? That Hashem withdrew his enlightenment from the world. Hashem had been given this great, he withdrew his enlightenment, his enlightenment from this world. The Kabbalah actually connects the Mir HaYoreach to the Chait of the Eitz Hadas. The Kabbalah says the Mir HaYoreach came from the Chait of the Eitz Hadas. What does that mean? He says the Mir HaYoreach means Hashem runs the whole world. Hashem is all-powerful, is all-knowing, is created the whole world. Everything should just be Ritzon Hashem. Right, everything should just reflect the Ritzon Hashem. But Hashem withdrew his light from the world and gave man Bechira Chavshis. That was, as it were, the chait that Hashem did. What does Hashem do wrong? Hashem can't do anything wrong, but he gave us the power to do chait, because he withdrew his enlightenment for us and gave us independence to use Bechira Chavshis to decide to do the right thing or the wrong thing, to decide to obey him or to rebel against him. So everything bad in the world is really... Everything bad in the world is really, you could attribute it to Hashem's fault for giving us the Bechira Chavshis. But of course, why did Hashem give us Bechira Chavshis? Hashem gave us Bechira Chavshis so that when we make a free will choice to do the right thing and be over to Hashem, it would be more meaningful and deep, and it would and it would achieve something higher than if we were just more robots or malachim or any of the other parts of the Bria. So Hirsch says, what does this medrash mean allegorically? It means we're mechaper for Hashem's miyat hayareach, meaning the only thing Hashem did, the only evil and bad that Hashem created in the world is our bechira chavshis. Anything bad in the world is because we do chataim. Otherwise, the world would be perfect. So Hashem is responsible for all the evil in the world. How are we mechaper? How do we show that's really not bad, that's really a good thing? When we do mitzvahs, we use our bechira chavshis positively, then, when we use our bechira chavshis positively, then, as it were, we're mechaper, we make it good that Hashem created bechira chavshis in the world, because it really creates something greater. And even if we did averos, even if we did things wrong, even if we did averos, if we then do tshuva from those averos and improve and start doing the right thing from now on, we have now retroactively made it a good thing that Hashem gave us Bechira Chavshis to do Averos. Because the world is Mis'ale, it goes to a higher level than if we had never done those Averos. And that's what it means. We bring this Kapar in Rosh Chodesh. What is Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh is the Chag, as it were, the special day of Hischadshus. That even though the moon went down, it can go back up again. Even though you went down, down, down to the lowest level of zero spiritually, you could always go back up to the full. You could always have Hischadshus. You always have another chance. And therefore, on Rosh Chodesh, by taking the message of Rosh Chodesh to heart, that whatever we did, however low we fell, we could always go back up, then by taking the message of it, not by bringing a goat, by taking the message of Rosh Chodesh to heart, then we take Hashem's creation of evil and bad in the world through Bechira Chafshis, which was a bad thing until now, but when we realize we could just have a Koach Eschad, just do tshuva and turn it into something good, we have now been mechaper, we've turned all the bad that Hashem created the world into something good. And even though Rav Hirsch says, it seems like a bit of a blasphemous statement, we are mechaper for Hashem, it really, of course, is not meant to be blasphemous. We're more powerful than Hashem, as it were. But it is meant to teach us something true. We're not, chas v'shalom, more powerful for us than Hashem. But Hashem gave us b'chir chafshis so that we can fix things that he can't fix because he left it up to our b'chir chafshis. And it's us, up to us to take whatever's bad in the world and make it into something good and to fix the world and to make it into Hashem's creation. Hashem can't do that. He's waiting for us to be mechaper on him, as it were, for the Miyat HaYoreach, that if we use our Bechira Chafshis properly, and even if we've done the wrong thing, we then turn it into something good with the Koach Hizchanshus, then we'll be able to perfect the creation of the world, and as it were, justify Hashem that everything that he did ultimately will lead to Kavod Shemayim. Okay, there's a lot more to be said, but maybe for next year.